This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks for being part of the Friday edition of Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. We got Peyton and Aiden. Oh, Aiden not participating as much in the fist pump. There it is. There it is. Saw it in the back. Hopefully you're having a fantastic morning, trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. The red zone coming up at 9:20. And Kevin Hegland, 4 for 4. With Crosstalk and KNC and 940.
Do you think that's Hagee predicting it, or is he speaking it into existence? That's what we got to figure out, is if he's controlling it, because I'd like to blame him for the Stars losing last night.
Corey will blame him, no doubt about it. So we'll find out at 940 every Friday. At this time, it's our brand new segment.
Ever met someone who is so extremely dumb that they don't know how stupid they actually are?
There's been a whole lot of stupid said this week.
You are made of stupid.
Let's do worst take here. Every Friday at 9 a.m., we're going to bring you a few of the worst takes from the world of sports over the last week. These can be tweets, audio clips, decisions, articles, whatever. After we run through some of these nominees, we're going to discuss them a little bit. We will then go around the room and vote for what is the worst take of the week. And we got four today. Four, and it begins submission number one with RJ Choppy.
All right, I saw this article and I decided I was going to go through it. I was like, all right, I want to see some locals. It was the 10 major league pitchers who've established themselves in the Cy Young race this year so far. And I was like, all right.
And this came out when?
This came out last week.
Okay.
All right, like over the weekend. So I was like, all right, let me take a look at this. Looking for one name in particular. All right, so they have Hunter Brown. He was the Astros pitcher who pitched last night. Pitched a great game, tough luck loser. He made one mistake. He missed his spot by about 7 centimeters to Berger, and that was it. Hunter Brown, Tarek Skubal, Detroit. Okay, absolutely, right? Reigning Cy Young guy. Jacob DeGrom.
All right, there's the name you were looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. Not yet. Oh. And the write-up is, you're not going to want to believe this, but when you look at metrics, Jacob DeGrom has a case to be the most dominant right-hand starting pitcher of the last 100 years per inning pitched. While he may never reach the insane heights he reached with the Mets in his shortened 2021 season, he's back to dominating, a whip of just 1, ERA of 2.61, definitely a contender. Garrett Crochet, Red Sox. All right, fine. ERA, 2.02, ERA plus of 2.07. Max Fried, Yankees. All right, not a bad start, right?
A 1.11 ERA, 6-0.
Yeah.
He's okay.
ERA plus of 3.81, which is 3.8 times the average pitcher. Okay, so now you go into the, you got some National League guys. They got Phillies, Jesus Luzardo and Yamamoto, Kodai Senga, Hunter Green, Logan Webb. There's no Nate Eovaldi.
What?
Nate Eovaldi is in the top 11 of basically every statistical Major League Baseball category when it comes to pitching. In his last 31 innings pitched, 31, he has allowed 4 earned runs. He has walked 3. He is averaging 7 strikeouts a game in his last 5 starts. He's averaging more strikeouts per game this year than he has allowed total runs in these last 5 starts combined. And so he's not
one of the top five in the American League in Cy Young right now?
He is the at least AL leader. I can't tell if he's major league leader, but he's the AL leader in games started, shutouts, walks and hits per inning pitched, walks per nine innings, and strikeout to walk ratio.
He's got a 1.78 ERA. He has a 1.78 ERA. He's not the top five of Cy Young?
Was Mally up on this list?
No.
The Texas Rangers have three of the top 10 ERAs in baseball. Three of the top 10. Mally leads the way, and then Eovaldi, and then DeGrom at number 10. Okay.
And then that ugly 3.35 ERA from Patrick Corbin. Ugh. Gross. Ugh.
Just get him out of here, man.
Bum. All right, that's a strong one. I think that's pretty stupid. Here's
maybe
another
that writer will respond like what happened after yesterday's show, as somehow Field Yates got word of Below the Belt and Bobby's topic.
Mm-hmm. People listen, bro.
Someone conveyed it was a rant, or Field was saying, oh, I heard he was really, really upset with me. I mean, how the hell is Field Yates finding out? I hope he didn't take my height stuff seriously. I meant it seriously until Choppy corrected me that he was like 5'11". So, Field, my bad if that's your actual height. But somehow Field Yates got word about Bobby's segment yesterday.
My segments make waves, dude. Everybody's going to hear about it. So,
and the reason that his height and weight were out there, I found out, because he played college football.
Oh.
That's why.
He was a quarterback at college, which also means if he was listed at 5'11", he's 5'9". all right, this is the second submission here. And this is Sean's old buddy, his old party animal brethren, Nick Wright from Kansas City. Nick Wright was on his podcast, and Nick loves, there are a couple things Nick loves just poking people over. I feel like he loves the Trevor Lawrence, like, poking people over that. And the other one
being
lately.
Wrong about it?
No, he just likes to, like, always hit that. And then who's the guy he hates?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Because he loves Mahomes.
Yeah. And so then one of the things he's really been on over the last few months is, and I mean, he's been on it for a while, but really aggressive the last few months, LeBron's better than Jordan.
Oh, and so that's years.
Yeah, that's years.
No, I know, but I'm saying it's like he's really ratcheted up in like the last 3 months. There's been a lot of headlines for him. So he keeps taking dig after dig after Michael Jordan. So when NBC added Michael Jordan as a special contributor or whatever that means, Nick Wright said he's the perfect expert for NBC, and this was his take on it.
And Michael Jordan's going to join NBC as a contributor. Listen, you know, NBC's a different network, but fair is fair. I got to give credit where it's due. I mean, if they're going to use him the way he should be used, that is going to be an unbelievable addition. And by that, I mean he should be their gambling expert. All right, DeMonze. Like, rate, subscribe, review to the pod.
What a tool. Nick Wright is such a tool. The Michael Jordan is, yeah, that's a great ad. As long as you have him talk about his lane, gambling, because it certainly should not be basketball. What a just a troll douche.
Yeah, he shines the bronze shoes, no doubt about it. But yeah. It's not the worst take, because I think Michael Jordan, first off, we found more details about his role, right?
Yes, we did. Michael Jordan's role is, it sounds like, going to be actually as limited as we thought it was. He will be limited to pre-recorded segments in pregame and halftime, and it is not even going to be consistent. So you're not even getting Michael. Yeah, you're not getting Michael Jordan live on set.
They'll have him on like opening weekend or opening day, yeah. Christmas Day.
As of now.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance that Michael could have come across as surly and bitter and thrown into the TNT category by the Kevin Durants and LeBron James of the world. If Michael really talked like he wanted to talk, as Stephen A. was saying with a cigar in his mouth, no doubt he's crapping on everyone, in my opinion. Yeah. So I get what Nick's trying to say, even though he's just trying to it's a first fake thing of LeBron versus Michael.
He'd also have to get a completely new wardrobe.
Yeah.
Because all of Michael's clothes, he's still got like the super
Kings
baggy suit. Yeah.
Now, the third submission here is one from Sean. Sean, you think Choppy and I and a lot of other people have the worst take?
All of DFW.
Week. Everybody?
All of you are nominated.
All right.
All the U.S. is nominated, I feel like.
All the United States is nominated for thinking that the draft lottery was fixed, that it was rigged. During my day off recovering from the allergies or whatever it was, the 24, 48 hours, I was like, you know what? I'm not buying it. I'm not believing it. And friend of the show, Chris Mannix, NBA insider, went on with the Russillo pod and said it's not possible.
It is impossible to rig the NBA draft lottery. The NBA goes to such great pains to ensure that there is no appearance of impropriety. The guy that is telling the ping pong ball selector when to draw from the bucket, he has his back turned to the whole proceeding. Like, he is standing there with his back to the drawing and has a stopwatch in his hand. And every 10 seconds, he will raise his hand, and that's when a ball is drawn. It would take a Houdini-esque act to be able to rig the NBA draft lottery. There's nothing suspect about what the lottery is.
Jay Billis laughed at the notion with us yesterday. Zach Lowe went on with Simmons. I listened to that entire thing. He never even mentioned it as a possibility. I think what I misunderstood was I only thought the Ernst & Young guy was the one in the room with the balls. I think all the media invited or select media is in the room. So Zach Lowe's in there. They see the balls come up. They know the result. Mm-hmm. Bobby's looking to be getting ready to challenge. There's no way to challenge this.
No. Just listen to me. Paycheck's sweet.
They see the ping pong balls come up. They all knew. Zach Lowe said, we wanted to watch. Normally, we know the results. We don't even watch the telecast because we know. But we wanted to see everyone's reaction on TV when Dallas got the number one pick. And they also knew when Kevin Negandhi, who was anchoring it, messed up the Philly announcement. They knew in there because they saw the balls. They saw the process. That's why you and everyone else believe in your fake election.
Let me ask you this. Did they touch the balls?
I doubt it.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Mark that.
So you can use weighted balls. I researched that, how to tamper with a lottery machine. You can use weighted balls. And one word, Bobby knows this word very well. Maybe it's two words. I don't know. Malware.
Mm-hmm. Malware.
You can hack the lottery.
Hack the balls.
The whatever that thing is called, that little air pressure tube.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm dug in on.
Here. I'll leave that open as a slight possibility. All I'm saying is I thought
the process looks absolutely.
I thought it was just the Ernst & Young guy. And I'm like, how do I don't believe one person. Absolutely. But if Zach Lowe and Chris Mannix and all these people are in there watching it, they see the combinations. Yeah. And so you guys are nominated for worst take.
All right. And we've got the final submission here, which was sent to us by actually two listeners this week that said Brian Broaddus had the worst take when it came to talking about why maybe some Stars fans or some casual hockey fans have not jumped on the bandwagon aggressively for the Dallas Stars yet.
If I can ask you guys this question, though, hockey fan is going to do this, but is fan that's trying to be the bandwagon fan, these games are hard to find.
TV.
No, it's hard to find if it's a, is it a TNT game? Is it a...
It's TNT or ESPN.
ESPN, I mean, but okay, what night?
I watch it on Go, by the way, the HBO app. Go.
Okay, there you go. So there you go. It
is everywhere.
The thing that bothered me is I just so used to like the series being on one specific channel.
The Tolos on the text right now are saying that we're cranking up the old excuse machine for the sports fan who is neglecting to watch because they can't find it.
So some listeners were like, dude, Brian, you're saying that because you can't find between one of two channels, that means that's what
the NBA playoffs are the same. It alternates between ESPN and TNT. It literally is 20. If it's on DirecTV, it's 206 or 245. If it's not on 245 TNT, you hit channel up once, twice. Those are your only options. You got True TV and then TBS. That's it. ESPN or TNT and the two channels around it.
That is true for the sports fan.
Brian Broaddus?
Well, he is a sports fan. I'm saying the casual observer who checks in during the playoffs.
Yeah.
Who doesn't.
But this is about Broaddus. No, I'm making fun of Broaddus.
Yeah. But his overall point is that the games are hard to find. That's a big problem I have with baseball. Are they on FS1? Are they on TBS? Are they on main Fox? Where are the games? The games should be on one channel. One network. Let's pick a network and let's go with it.
Yeah, but it's one of two options. It takes 10 seconds to figure out which channel it's on.
And we know that, but I'm saying, does the casual, I'm just checking in for the playoffs person know that?
Let's give more covering fire to the casual fan. I decided to ask AI Brian Broaddus yesterday. Oh. Hey, AI Brian Broaddus, do you have any more excuses for Stars fans?
You know, how do the Stars expect fans to even get to the game with how confusing cars are these days? Do I put it in R to go, L, N? That's a lot of letters that you expect guys and gals to learn. Are you going to learn that if you're a casual hockey fan? If you're walking around Dallas, how do you even know a game is going on at the AAC? I mean, I can't see any ice from the outside. It looks more like Petra to me. Seriously. The first time I went down there, I was like, whoa, am I in southern Jordan right now with this rock cut architecture and these water conduit systems? I'll tell you what, I think Jake Ottinger is really hurting the Stars right now with their fan base. People are going up to me and they're saying, Ryan, I love your podcast with Vach Lombardi. And then they say, you know, I went to the Stars game last night and I never saw an otter on the ice. My children were so upset. And it's like, you're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that. Maybe we should stop with such confusing nicknames. I just think we need to be consistent here.
So there you go, some more covers.
How the hell did you make his voice?
I cloned his voice with AI. And then that was me talking.
This is so scary.
That's frightening.
Yeah, this is so bad.
The only part you can tell that that's not Brian, it got a little gravelly.
It's got the little, it's got some of it's my cadence too while I'm reading.
So can you do that?
All about the tuna.
Oh, wait, that was you reading it?
That was my voice.
Dude, this is why you can't be enemies with Bobby.
No.
I should not have, this is not a tool I should have.
So you can do this with anyone?
Yeah. I cloned your voice last night. I'm going to clone RJ's today. All right, vote really quickly.
You have a family.
Everyone vote. Everyone vote. We'll get the winner next, along with the red.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Zone. Worst take. What are the nominees on there, Bobby?
The Cy Young contender list from Choppy. Nick Wright says MJ's only good for gambling. The draft lottery was rigged. Or Brian Broda saying he can't find the Stars game.
877-881-1053. Your worst take winner and the Red Zone after this.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
The Red Zone every day at this time on your home of the Dallas Cowboys and Texas Rangers, where you can get that football fixed. But before that, we have a runaway winner for worst take.
Yeah, it's Brian Broaddus with his Stars take. So congratulations, Brian.
Not knowing where to find the Stars games on television.
You have a lot of great takes. That was not one of them, that the Stars game was too difficult to find on one of two channels.
Who were you guys going to vote for yourself?
Broaddus.
I was probably leaning towards RJ Zavaldi. I was going to go with RJ back-to-back winners.
I was probably going to do that one, too.
Peyton?
I was going to pick Brian. Brian was the
closest. So we would have had a tie, so they would have had to break it anyway.
Yeah.
And they did.
There we go.
But I do agree that the baseball one is more... But that's just because FS1's harder to find than TNT.
Yeah, TNT is more on your radar of I go to TNT more. Like, you know, like people will watch TNT or TBS for general shows that they have, like, you know, reruns and stuff. Nobody watches FS1.
And people want more AI brought us?
They do. And we might have an extra clip or two for Crosstalk. We'll see.
Oh.
All right.
I drowned it in Tito's today.
I predict Broadus is going to be upset knowing the capabilities that you just unveiled.
Oh, there are a lot of people who are terrified in DFW right now knowing I can do this.
They should absolutely shut AI down.
I don't know
down.
What Marcus Mosier sounds like, but I'd be worried.
They should really shut AI down. Like, we should not have this.
I agree.
And we don't need this. This is not good.
877-881-1053. Choppy going to start us off with the red zone as someone is picking on the Cowboys for not getting a running back.
Yeah, Dan Graziano was doing his like unanswered questions, missed opportunities that people had in the offseason so far.
While staring straight ahead at a camera.
Straight ahead. And one of them was, why didn't the Cowboys do more at running back? For example, other ones was like, why did the Falcons move on from Kirk Cousins? Why did the Bengals extend Trey Hendrickson? Stuff like that. Those are some of the other examples. And he goes, why didn't the Cowboys do more at running back? And he goes, only five teams rushed for fewer yards than the Cowboys did. And the team's six rushing touchdowns ranked last. And there you had the retirement of Zach Martin. Rico leaving in free agency on a one-year deal that the Cowboys probably could have topped. They could have topped the 2.75. Now it goes up to six, right?
It goes up six. They didn't want to go up six.
Now, they did sign some reclamation projects. And then, of course, they draft Jaden Blue in the fifth. And then Phil Maffa in the seventh round from Clemson. But they're like, you know, they could have done more. And the Cowboys have made it clear over the last few years that they intend to find bargains at running back. And I'm just like, what do you want them to do? They drafted the running back. They drafted two running backs, for that matter. Do you want them to sign a big-time free agent? Who was the big-time free agent running back out there?
I think people probably, there are people who want them to still, even to this day, go look at Chubb.
Yeah.
They want them to
he's either hurt or washed.
They want him to, I think they want the Cowboys to make a more aggressive play in the trade market potentially for somebody like Breece Hall. Or they wanted them to just say, it's nice that you got Ezeraku, or it's nice that you got, you know, Savone Rovell, but you need to take a running back with one of those two picks. Right.
But these are also the same people, and this is where the hypocrisy comes out. If the Cowboys drafted Hampton at 12, he'd be complaining that they overdrafted him.
Yeah,
I think it was more they wanted a second or third round investment in a running back is what people wanted.
Okay, I understand that, but
they follow the board. The board played out differently.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't have everything, and you can't have it every way.
Right.
You know, we like to think that, you know, we have it every way. Same people complaining that Pete Rose should be instated are now saying, what a terrible job by Rob Manfred for reinstating him.
I missed that date. Are you giving Manfred props for that?
No. I think what happened is that whoever it was, Faye Vincent, Bart Giamatti, they made this thing. They passed it down. These are the unwritten rules. We are banning him until he passes away, which I think is crap.
Right.
I think it's crap. And don't get me, like, there's
pretty
a lot
cruel.
Of. It's very cruel. It's
like, they should have waited like five more years.
They had no problem. They have no problem letting Pete on the field when they're trying to promote something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's garbage. But by the way, I have no faith that he's actually going to get in the Hall of Fame.
You know, Brett Boone was interesting answering the Pete Rose question with us, too, because that's somebody that he was around him as a kid in the Philadelphia clubhouse and stuff like that.
And he had the interview with Pete, and Pete said, I'll get in when I'm dead.
Yeah, and Booney was like, I love him. He's like, but I'm really conflicted. He's like, I'm glad I don't have to make a decision voting on that because it's a big conflict. But back to the Cowboys question really quickly. Yeah, to me, it's just, even though it's been called arrogant before, I think if you fix your run blocking in a lot of ways, that goes a long way to repairing your run game too, and that's a big focus for them when they took Booker.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. So there you go.
All right, we have two television productions when it comes to loving the National Football League even more. The first is, did you see the Nick Cage Madden preview?
I saw like the
picture.
Banner, yeah, the picture.
What did you guys think? Nick Cage and Al Davis.
I wanted to mock it at first just because Nick Cage has such a dopey look on his face all the time that I was like, this is ridiculous. But then when I really looked back at it and I was looking at old photos, I was like, it's close enough. Yeah, it's It's not bad. The Al Davis looks really good.
And who is it playing now?
Isn't it Christian Bale?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, look, it's, I love campy, you know, the, I mean, the campy posters and stuff.
That one's pretty accurate, actually. Like, when you look at it, I think that looks pretty close to Madden.
And then I'm interested in watching it. Are they hyping this up as the NFL version of The Last Dance?
They are. They are going to do.
Even the name makes my skin crawl.
ESPN has released a 6-part documentary, the trailer, I should say, for the 2024 Chiefs. They're calling it The Kingdom. It is produced by the same team behind The Last Dance, an inside look at players' lives on and off the field. And their season, it's basically an in-season Hard Knocks kind of thing. And I have to say, we love football. We love more football. But this is not going to hit the same way The Last Dance is. First off, despite the fact that football is much bigger than the NBA, I feel we have a greater relationship with basketball players than football players. Hmm. With our stars. We have a greater relationship with our star basketball players than football.
Sure.
Football is so what have you done for me lately? Like, as soon as the guy's gone, you forget about him. As soon as the guy's gone in the NBA, you haven't even begun to romanticize about them.
Okay.
So you grow with the other sports. But also, the Chiefs are boring. I'm sorry. They're just boring. Like, is this going to be about Pat and Britt and Travis and Taylor Swift and that's it?
Yeah.
Nobody cares about any other member of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Andy
Reid. What are we going to tell you? His wife making him his third hamburger of the week?
Chiefsaholic.
Or cheeseburger, whatever it is.
We could cover Chiefsaholic since he's going to prison for 32
and
years.
And the Chiefs fans that died.
Right.
Yeah, but, which we never got an answer on.
We didn't.
That
really.
Still is bizarre.
But look, you can have Pat and Kelsey or Jordan Pippen.
I think we did. They OD'd.
I know, but yeah. they had never found out, like, it had disappeared in terms of, like, how was somebody outside dead? How were you fine upstairs asleep? Like, there was never any resolution to that.
There's no Rodman. They don't have a Rodman on the team.
Oh, yeah.
There's no Phil. Right? The Zen Matt. The angst with the front office. Half the storyline of The Last Dance was the angst with Krause and Reinsdorf.
Well, also, and this is a compliment to Pat Mahomes, who I like Pat Mahomes as a dude, and personally, I don't know him, but the way he comes across, we already saw him on Netflix. I already saw it. Mahomes is pretty accessible. Michael, you felt like you were like, oh my God, what are we getting behind the scenes? This NBA on NBC intrigue is, oh my God, what's Michael Jordan gonna honestly say about basketball? Part of Michael's mystique is the mystery, the secrecy in today's social media world. And some of the things Pat has already done, we know a ton about him,
mm-hmm.
you know, so the mystery is gone. You have a big loogie in your mouth?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
I thought I heard that and I thought you were.
Yeah, no, it's clearing my throat.
Cheering it, okay. Chewing on it.
So no, I don't care about this at all. The kingdom.
I'm kind of out.
The Chiefs are not that intriguing to me. No. A couple years ago, they would have been more intriguing. But yeah, at this point, there's oversaturation. I'm tired of them.
Do you still hate them?
So, like, I don't necessarily even hate them. I hate how people talk about them. It's like, you know how sometimes you hate a musical artist or whatever because you can't divorce their fans from that person? It's kind of like that with the Chiefs. The way people talk about that team when they were not that great last year was irritating.
And then one more note. It's non-football, but Choppy, we are not getting a Kentucky Derby winner running tomorrow.
No, we are not.
Another Preakness disappointment.
Another one. Sovereignty is the horse that won right the Kentucky Derby, and he is not going to be running in the Preakness. Like, this is so awful.
Yeah.
I mean, this really, really sucks. They've got to figure out something to do. Horse racing is killing America. It really is. It's killing America because we used to strive to be great. And we used to risk failure to be great. And now...
Turn this music up for the speech. I feel like it deserves this.
Thank you. And now we shun risk and we go for the safety net. It is sickening. It's a plague on America. You know, you should risk your life for greatness.
Choppy.
There we go. Risk your life for greatness.
How much does this impact, do you think, wagers on the Preakness when the Derby winner doesn't run? Like, does it get a lot less action on it?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think the wagering, if you're going to bet on it, you're going to bet on it. It absolutely will affect
the viewership.
But
the outside, but the non-degenerates.
Yeah, like people are just like, oh, let me catch a Triple Crown winner, or let me bet against the Derby winner.
Yeah. Yeah, it might. It very well might. I just, you know, I'm very bummed.
I will tell you one thing, and we really need to set it up. I need to stop talking about it and do it. A day at Lone Star.
Lone Star is great.
Have you ever been, Bobby?
Yeah, Lone Star Park's awesome.
But just sitting there, and Pepe, have you ever gone?
I have, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Say hi to Randy Galloway upstairs, and then just put down $2 bets here and there. And just be in there. It's a great rush. It can be cheap betting on the races. We should do a big event.
We really should. They are fun. They are. You get the night races.
It's fun.
The daytime ones are hotter than you know what.
I've never been there at night.
Oh, they're great.
Drinks.
A lot of times they have the concerts after them.
Drinks. It's very scenic. Like the views are great. And then you get the competitiveness. You get to win a little bit. It's fun.
Will Kevin Hagelin strike again and make it fun?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
5 for 5 through the weekend. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece is next. Coming up Friday morning on Sean and RJ, Stars Game 5, Rangers versus the Armpit, and final Ranger ticket giveaway at 7:20 plus.
I'll go ahead and spoil that first segment. The Stars-Jets series continues.
No! Friday morning on The Fan.
The Winnipeg Jets are going to win Game 5 and send it back as we're going to get Robertson and Fleury engaged. And now Fleury taking a run at somebody else. Shutouts at home, and Winnipeg wins it 4-0 tonight.
Man.
I just know what's going to happen. I can't control it.
That's what we got to figure out. Are you doing this? The fan tech seems to think you're doing it.
Are you a witch? Why would I not root for the Stars to win?
Because you're leader.
You'd rather be right.
No.
These nuts.
I definitely used to be that person 100%.
Do you sports bet?
No, I just do daily fantasy on Underdog. Promo code Masterpiece, get up to $1,000 cash.
Whoa!
Bonus on
1,000?
Your first deposit.
I'm saying, have you been able to take advantage of this medium ability that you've shown?
I think yes.
Well done. And hopefully other Tolos have cashed in as well.
I like it. The dark arts are really helping you, huh?
Do you have another one in you to go 5 straight?
Yeah, what were you saying about Pakistan during the break?
I did not say that.
Dude, you did come in here with some hot Middle East stuff.
Because the other day, Bobby's like, Why don't you give me some non-sports predictions out here? So do we want to say Caleb Williams' shocking defection to the UFL?
Oh, you're going to lose your streak.
Or
you're going to lose your streak.
All day pregame to get you ready for Stars Jets games.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
That's not happening. You're going to lose your streak again?
Yeah,
you're
going
to lose
your streak. Wow. You going to have a Jamie Benn suspension prediction for us or something?
Did you think that was...
I don't think he's getting suspended.
Well, he would have been... I assume he would have been suspended by now.
Yeah.
No. Not by now.
Don't think so.
Although, to be fair, you don't have the best gauge on player suspension.
I'm 1-1, jerk. All right? I'm 1-1.
That was so fast.
500. So be quiet.
All right, so what do you say? Does he get suspended?
I don't think he does.
Okay. Do you think it was a sucker punch?
It was a hockey punch.
Well, I judge it by whether... What's the name of the guy he hit?
Shoffley.
Whether Shoffley, Xander.
Xander. Not Xander, Shoffley.
Was he looking at him? And I think you got to be... I think technically his head was facing towards Jamie, but I think you got to be looking for 2 seconds for it not to be counted as a sucker punch. It's like as soon as his head turned, bam, night-night.
I don't think it was a sucker punch because Jamie Benn set it up from the get. He set it up as soon as... Shifley. Xander.
It's not Xander.
As soon as he...
The only thing Xander hit yesterday was the water.
Oh!
As soon as the puck left his stick, Jamie Benn leaned him up against the wall near their bench in order to make that happen. He wanted to get ejected. He wanted to start a fight. He wanted some chaos to happen. And he wanted to stick somebody in the jaw. So I don't think it was a sucker punch as much as it was like, I'm just waiting for my... Just go back and watch, too. He waited for the refs to look at him before he... And then Shifley pushed him. And that's when he was like, oh, look at this. I'm getting caught. You're getting caught. We're all in trouble here.
Why are you feeling uneasy about game 6 here?
You know...
Or you just can't reveal
this it. This is all part of the plan for the me. Ouija game board. 6 was the whole time.
I would not use that.
Will you mess? Will any of you mess with the Ouija board?
I have a healthy fear and respect of the Ouija board.
Really? I've never been offered the opportunity, and I'm not sure I would take it up either.
It's weird.
Benefit.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Ouija boards. I found one my mom's at my grandma's house up in the attic one day, and was like, "All right." And so me and my sister, and she was too young to light prank a candle,
put some candles on.
We didn't. I mean, no. We just were like doing it. I was like, "What do we do with this?" And then it was kind of weird. So, and I don't ever want to mess with them again. Back to you, Kevin.
I'm telling you, man. Maybe it's because I watch too many horror movies. Maybe it's because of other reasons, but I have a healthy fear and respect of the Ouija board.
I don't like the way it's spelled.
Spell it.
I can't. O-I-J-A.
O-U-I-J-I or something.
Ouija.
Thank you, Peyton. What's coming up on the show, Corey?
That's why you're my guy. That's why you're my guy.
O-U-I-J-A board. You guys,
this kinship between these two, this connection between Peyton and Choppy, it's
we're degenerates.
Does that annoy you more, or does just general Bobby annoy you more?
Oh, I think Bobby's been good the past few weeks. It's
because you've only had to stagger every other week.
Man, it even felt painful for you to say that.
I know. It's because I'm not here consecutive weeks.
No, that's a good point.
Lately, they called me Sean Seeger yesterday. Choppy did.
They are, Choppy and Peyton, I feel like almost at this point, Peyton's doing it on purpose. Like, Peyton's, it feels like it's really ramped up over the last, 6 weeks.
It does get you guys pretty upset, though. It does. So I enjoy the comment.
Yeah, I think Peyton's more annoying.
Oh. I agree.
Yeah. Corey, what's coming up?
Puck around and find out to start the show. The beauty of the pitcher's duel at 10:20. 11 o'clock, in honor of the Cavaliers, what do you want to rain from the ceiling at AT&T or Globe Life?
Virginia or Cleveland?
The Cleveland Cavaliers. They did the snow machines. They had the snow machines. They invested, $500,000 in snow machines for their patented Cavalanche whenever they go on a scoring run. Well, they only got to use it one time during the playoffs. And I just, that's funny in itself. But you're in a stadium, you're in an arena, and you see that they're going to start raining something down from the ceiling. Hot dogs? What do you want? What do you want to fall out of the sky?
The Mavalanche.
The Mavalanche.
What would that look like?
Yeah, what is it?
Just blatantly rip them off. I don't know, because they use the horse as the...
Luka jerseys?
So just fake horse poop just raining down.
I think it was up to $4,500.
For the auction?
Yeah. for the auction.
We estimated that it might end around 10 to 12.
Oh, yeah. 44 seems low. Huh. What would be best to fall at the local stadiums?
Still probably hits for the Rangers.
Ticket prices. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, dang, dude.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Kevin has a very interesting story, so we'll roll that out at 11 o'clock.
All right. Tolos have one final request. After worst take, won by Brian Broaddus for not being able to find Dallas Stars games on television.
I understand what he's saying.
I do not.
Explain it.
Yeah.
So there was a time. There was a time when you would go, oh, I just got to go to Fox. And the playoffs are on Fox. And I know every night I go to the ESPN app and just see, is it on ESPN or TBS? That's all I need to know. So that's what he's saying. He's not looking beforehand.
Let me stop you right there. On DirecTV Stream, I don't even have to go to the guide because after you've used it for like 2 weeks, right, they know your habits or you say your sports team. Yes. So there's a big red T or there's a green D.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the emblems are right there.
Should probably get that channel.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't have to go to a channel. I don't have to search.
So I do.
I just click the logo.
I have Fubo. And that's so I can watch the Rangers. But hockey is on TBS and TNT. Fubo is not on TNT. So I do have to go to the Amazon Prime app to get it. So it's not that much of a hassle.
You know what we should
do? It's one or the other.
We should get Old Man Broaddus. When you go to a hotel room and
oh, no.
They used to have like the laminated guide channels.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We need to make him that for
we
his.
We do. He needs
and
that.
And just stick it up on the wall for the old man to sit there.
Get one of those little Velcro things. Just put on the TV like that.
Yes. Did you get any feedback from Broaddus about your
He's probably doing a podcast.
I didn't. I mean, AI.
48 podcasts to do.
AI is going to AI. I mean, it sounded like Broaddus to me. It sounds like it was Broaddus' take. Why do I have to get feedback for that? But yeah, Broaddus had the bad take of saying it was hard to find the game. So we played AI Broaddus earlier with more excuses for Stars fans. And the fan text was like, we want more AI Broaddus making excuses. So we got to
play all of it.
We got a couple more excuses for Stars fans.
You know, sometimes I wonder if the Stars have cost themselves fans because of how confusing their name is. I think a lot of people turn these games on and they're confused when it's not a documentary about constellations. What are we doing here? If you're telling people you're the Stars and they don't see the Big Dipper, you're going to turn a lot of people off. We're guilty of this too at our station. You know, we talk about Tolo and how much we want this to be a big family and how we're going to tell you about the Stars, but do people even know how to find our station? We're called 105.3 The Fan, but that doesn't say AM or FM. We're not even clear about whether 105.3 is longitude or latitude. How are we supposed to tell people about the Stars when we don't even know how to tell them where they can find us? I just think we need to be consistent here.
This sounds actually like a Broaddus phone call.
He really does.
He's completely forgetting about those forgettable Taurus jerseys
like
the Stars had that one year.
Is just spot on
yes,
as well.
The tones of Bobby, I don't want to say it, but it's good
AI
job.
Too much
Holy crap, too good job.
Do you have one about a goalie, maybe? Is that available?
I can make one. I don't have one, though, right now.
So
but
do
I can make
you
one.
Have to... How much do you have to... The mannerisms, what we were just talking about, the pacing. How much is
so
that?
So I read that. That's my voice reading
what?
It.
What?
Yeah, that's my voice reading
crazy.
That. And then the AI filter swipes over and just changes the tone of my voice to sound like Brian.
That's
so crazy. The inflection and the pace, I have to like get that right from Broaddus, and then it'll just change the sound of his voice.
Who else
that.
Do you think would be hilarious to have him AI here in the
you.
Building?
Dawson.
He did it. It
sounded like you.
Do you have
Dawson
it?
So I'll send
Dawson.
It to Peyton right now.
Is it bad?
Oh, wait, there's an F word in
is
it.
Is it something we can't play?
Yeah, there's an F word in it. Yeah, I can't do it.
I didn't think it was as good as the Broaddus one.
The Broaddus one is tremendous.
Broaddus was very good.
There's just two gravelly things where you can tell. It's like, but the pacing
yes,
and all the little detail is money.
The what are we doing here? It like sounds just like that.
Here?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
That is good.
All right, everyone, have a fantastic weekend. You heard the Kevin Hagelin prediction. We may be seeing you for Game 7 next week.
No.
We got an Ice Cube ticket giveaway to hook you up with. Have a fantastic day and weekend with the KNC Masterpiece getting you there next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.